Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation. Diabetes Management When You Are Ill. By Dr. Mayank Patel, Consultant in Diabetes, University Hospital, Southampton. Paula Johnston, Diabetes Specialist Nurse, University Hospital, Southampton. Staying well until a cure is found. Achieving good general health and managing diabetes. Managing diabetes as well as possible is important to help reduce the risk of becoming unwell. This leaflet contains essential information on blood glucose levels during periods of illness, a suggested sick day kit to have at home, suggested general advice for when feeling unwell, medication, tablets and insulin management during periods of illness, diabetes and hospital procedures or operations, when to seek medical advice. Thank you for taking the time to read this leaflet, keeping it in a safe place and sharing with friends or family, perhaps as photos by phone. Following the recommendations presented could help reduce the risk of developing a diabetes emergency state, such as diabetic ketoacidosis, DKA. Please note, the general guidance and information in this leaflet is aimed at adults living with diabetes and those close to them. It does not replace information or a care plan that may have already been provided by your healthcare teams. Blood glucose levels during periods of illness. The physical stress of illness, e.g. flu, chest infection, or a stomach upset, can result in more glucose being deposited into the blood, as well as the body becoming more resistant to the effects of produced or administered insulin. Both can result in blood glucose levels, BGLs, being higher than usual, even if not eating. Left ignored, persistent high BGLs, see page 5 for symptoms of high BGLs, could prolong the duration or increase severity of the illness. This could increase dehydration and or result in a more serious diabetes-related situation, such as DKA, or hyperosmolar hyperglycemic state, HHS, which both require urgent hospital-based treatment, see page 5. In hospital, insulin is sometimes used, temporarily, to help address out-of-range BGLs, and this can contribute to a more rapid recovery from illness. Certain treatments, e.g. steroids, can also increase BGLs, which could require further additional treatment. Being familiar with sick day guidance, the recommended actions to take when unwell with diabetes, can significantly help to reduce the impact of illness. People should maintain contact with their family, friends, and carers when unwell. A suggested sick day emergency kit for home. Be prepared for illness by ensuring that appropriate items, equipment, and information are always available, which could reduce the need for hospital admission. Suggested minimum home sick day kit to help when unwell. Ask your GP or diabetes team for clarification if needed. Medications. Over-the-counter painkillers and at least 2 weeks' supply of regular medications. Food items. Liquid or light carbohydrate, sugar-based foods that are more easily digestible when unwell, e.g. fruit juice cartons, yogurt, ice cream, milk, thick soups, non-diet sugary drinks, glucose tablets or sweets. Insulin-related, if applicable. Working insulin pens and in-date insulin cartridges or vials, needles, glucose and ketone monitoring equipment, always for type 1 diabetes, often for type 3C diabetes, caused by other medical conditions affecting the pancreas. Insulin pump supplies. Up-to-date note of the average total daily insulin doses in units. And precise guidance on insulin dose adjustment. See page 6. General information. Contact numbers for local healthcare teams. GP, pharmacist, diabetes team, etc. Up-to-date medications list, including current insulin names and doses in case hospital admission needed. Suggested general advice for when feeling unwell. regardless of type of diabetes. Rest. Avoid strenuous activity, as this can increase glucose levels. Hydrate. Vomiting, diarrhea, and/or fevers can cause dehydration, which, if severe, can cause kidney damage. Aim to drink at least 100 milliliters per hour of sugar-free liquids, figure 1. Avoid alcohol, as it can worsen dehydration by causing increased urination. Eat. Consume liquid or light carbohydrates, at least 50 grams per 24 hours, if unable to eat regular meals, to keep providing glucose for energy, figure 2. A shortage of available glucose can result in the body utilizing body fat instead for energy, which can result in the production of acidic ketones, particularly in type 1 or type 3C diabetes, that can make people feel more unwell and increase the risk of DKA developing. Monitor blood glucose levels and blood urine ketone levels if advised to by healthcare team. Raised glucose and ketone levels should always be addressed urgently, regardless of illness severity. Recognize low blood glucose levels. Reduced intake associated with diarrhea and/or vomiting could also reduce glucose absorption and risk low glucose level episodes, hypoglycemia or hypos. Common symptoms include shaking, sweating, dizziness, hunger, and confusion. Urgent medical help should be sought if BGLs remain persistently low and are associated with drowsiness, as emergency use of an injectable glucose-raising treatment, glucagon, could be indicated. Medication. Tablets and insulin management during periods of illness. Suspend certain types of medications, see below, when unwell, with a dehydrating illness, e.g. diarrhea and/or vomiting, to reduce the risk of kidney damage and blood becoming acidic. They should only be restarted when fully recovered and eating and drinking normally for 48 hours. Always seek advice, e.g. from a pharmacist, if unsure. Suspend medications when unwell and at risk of dehydration. Medications. SGLT-2 inhibitors, e.g. canagliflozin, dapagliflozin, empagliflozin, can increase blood ketones and cause DKA with close to normal blood glucose levels if continued in illness and or consuming less than 50 grams carbohydrates a day. Metformin. Water tablets, diuretics, e.g. furosemide, bumetanide. Blood pressure tablets. If names end in pril, e.g. ramipril, azide, e.g. bendroflumethiazide, sartan, e.g. losartan. Certain over-the-counter painkillers, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, e.g. diclofenac, ibuprofen. Non-insulin injections, daily or weekly, names end in tide, e.g. dulaglutide, semaglutide. Note, sulfonylurea tablets for diabetes, names end in ide, e.g. glycolazide, could increase the risk of hypos if carbohydrate intake is lower than usual and should be suspended until recovered from illness. If able to maintain minimum recommended carbohydrate intake, they can be continued, but seek advice if unsure or if experiencing symptoms of high glucose, see page 5, or if blood glucose readings persistently above 14 millimoles per litre when unwell. Insulin guidance. For those who use insulin to manage their diabetes, dose adjustment and blood glucose monitoring advice is summarized on page 6. Insulin should never be stopped when unwell, though dose adjustments may be necessary, figure 3. The body often needs more insulin in acute illness, even if not eating properly. Those with type 1 diabetes who use personal insulin pumps should have specific sick day guidance provided to them by their specialist diabetes team. 1. Figure 1. Drink at least 100 milliliters per hour sugar-free liquids when unwell. 2. figure 2, consume at least 50 grams liquid light carbohydrates per day to help prevent ketone production in illness. Read food labels for information on carbohydrate content. 3. Figure 3. Never stop insulin, though dose adjustments might be necessary. When unwell, regardless of diabetes type, rest. Consume at least 50 grams of carbohydrates per 24 hours. Drink at least 100 milliliters per hour sugar-free liquids. Monitor glucose and ketone levels if advised. Follow medication management advice where applicable. Seek medical advice at any point if concerned. Symptoms of high blood glucose levels: increased thirst and persistent dry mouth, increased tiredness and lethargy, increased urination, frequency and amount, blurred vision, nausea and or vomiting. Diabetes emergencies: diabetic ketoacidosis, DKA, suggested by symptoms of high blood glucose and shortness of breath, stomach pains, leg cramps, and a pear drop smell on the breath. Hyperosmolar, hyperglycemic state, HHS, also suggested by symptoms of high blood glucose and several days of blood glucose readings, if available, above 30 millimoles per litre and worsening confusion or drowsiness. Diabetes and hospital procedures or operations. Medical staff should be informed if a person has diabetes along with their dietary preferences, as there are specific hospital guidelines to be followed, which could include the need to reduce doses or suspend certain diabetes treatments beforehand. Sometimes fasting and/or use of intravenous insulin drips are required in the days before, during and after an operation or procedure to help keep BGLs stable. It is worth individuals bringing their preferred hypo snacks with them when admitted, their usual insulin-related equipment, insulin pens, glucose sensors, pump supplies, etc., if applicable, as well as an up-to-date list of current medications and doses. Keeping well hydrated on the days immediately before and after, as well as avoiding alcohol until fully recovered, is also advised. These actions will also help glucose levels to stabilize more quickly over the following few days, contributing to a quicker recovery. Type 1 and type 3C diabetes guidance on insulin dose adjustment when unwell to help address elevated blood glucose levels, BGLs, and ketone levels. Ketone test result significance and recommended action. Always ensure correct testing strips are used. Ketone test result: blood ketones up to 0.6 millimoles per litre equals normal. Urine ketones undetectable. Retest ketones in 4 hours. Blood ketones 0.6 to 1.5 millimoles per litre. Urine ketones trace. Entering ketone zone. Increased risk of DKA. Increase fluid intake, increase insulin, see box 1 below. Retest blood glucose and ketones in 2 hours. In the ketone zone, box 1, if BGLs above 12 millimoles per litre and blood ketones under 1.5 millimoles per litre or urine ketones trace, increase insulin doses as below. Glucose millimoles per litre, 12 to 17 millimoles per litre. Insulin dose, add 2 units to each dose. 17.1 to 22 millimoles per litre, add 4 units to each dose. Above 22.1 millimoles per litre, add 6 units to each dose. Continue 4 to 6 hourly glucose and ketone testing day and night. Leaving the ketone zone. Reduce insulin doses based on BGLs and ketone levels when illness is resolving. Ketone test result: blood ketones 1.6 to 2.9 millimoles per litre. Urine ketones plus 1 or plus 2. Entering ketone zone. Further increased risk of DKA. Increase fluid intake. Retest blood glucose and ketones in 2 hours. Increase insulin. See box 2 below. Seek medical advice if concerned. in the ketone zone. Box 2. If BGLs above 12 millimoles per litre and blood ketones 1.6 to 2.9 millimoles per litre, or urine ketones plus 1 or plus 2, give an additional 10% of total daily dose, TDD, insulin, every 2 hours, as below, and repeat until glucose and ketone levels fall. TDD units: up to 14, additional rapid-acting or mixed insulin to give every 2 hours, 1. 15 to 24, 2. 25 to 34, 3. 35 to 44, 4. 45 to 54, 5. Seek advice if on higher insulin doses and or vomiting, or if unsure on how to adjust, continue to test glucose and ketones every 2 hours, day and night. Leaving the ketone zone. Reduce insulin doses based on BGLs and ketone levels when illness is resolving. Ketone test result. Blood ketones, 3 millimoles per litre or higher. Urine ketones, plus 3 or more. Entering ketone zone. Significant increased risk of DKA. Increase fluid intake. Retest blood glucose and ketones in 2 hours. Increase insulin. See box 3 below. Emergency medical review advised. In the ketone zone. Box 3. If BGLs above 12 millimoles per litre and blood ketones 3 millimoles per litre or more, or urine ketones plus 3 or plus 4, give an additional 20% of total daily dose TDD insulin as rapid or mixed insulin every 2 hours as below, and repeat until glucose and ketone levels fall. TDD units, up to 14. Additional rapid-acting or mixed insulin to give every 2 hours, 2. 15 to 24, 4. 25 to 34, 6. 35 to 44, 8. 45 to 54, 10. Seek advice if on higher insulin doses and or vomiting, or if unsure on how to adjust, continue to test glucose and ketones every 2 hours, day and night. Leaving the ketone zone. Reduce insulin doses based on BGLs and ketone levels when illness is resolving. Type 2 diabetes. Insulin dose adjustment guidance. If blood glucose levels, BGLs, are above 12 millimoles, increase usual insulin doses as below. BGL 12 to 17 millimoles per litre, add 2 units to each insulin dose. BGL 17.1 to 22 millimoles per litre, add 4 units to each insulin dose. BGL above 22.1 millimoles per litre, add 6 units to each insulin dose. Consider doubling recommended insulin dose adjustments if total daily dose insulin exceeds 50 units, and continue to test BGLs every 4 to 6 hours, day and night, until illness resolves. Reduce doses by 10% in the event of hypos. Never stop insulin, even if not eating. Information for type 1 or type 3C diabetes adapted with permission from Trend UK Diabetes: What to Do When You Are Ill leaflet series. Type 3C diabetes is caused by alternative pancreatic problems and often insulin treated. When to seek medical advice. Contact your usual healthcare provider, e.g. GP surgery or diabetes team. Call NHS 111 helpline or attend the emergency department, e.g. outside of normal working hours, if you are unwell and are unsure of what to do, unable to keep food and liquids down for at least 4 hours, experiencing continuous diarrhea and vomiting with or without fever, unable to raise BGLs with sugary foods or drinks associated with drowsiness, experiencing persistent measured blood glucose readings above 14 millimoles per litre and or worsening symptoms of high BGLs, see page 5, despite additional insulin doses where applicable. Known to have type 1 diabetes or type 3C diabetes on insulin with BGLs above 14 millimoles per litre, despite additional insulin dosing and blood ketone readings persistently above 1.5 millimoles per litre or urine ketone readings of plus 2 or more, as both strongly suggest an increased risk of DKA developing. Increasingly drowsy, short of breath, experiencing stomach pains, all could suggest a diabetes emergency state, e.g. DKA-HHS. Concerned about a possible foot infection, red, hot, and or swollen foot. Useful national contact details should additional help be needed for non-life-threatening situations. England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, call 111 or visit www.nhs.uk. Correct contact information at time of this guidance going to press. More information. For DRWF Diabetes Awareness Bracelets and Checkup Cards, visit www.drwf.org.uk/living-with-diabetes/diabetes-awareness-necklaces-and-check-up-cards/. Read the DRWF Diabetes Information Leaflet, What is Diabetes?, at www.drwf.org.uk/understanding-diabetes/information-leaflets/. Request a DRWF Diabetes Travel Checklist at www.drwf.org.uk/living-with-diabetes/traveling-with-diabetes/diabetes-travel-checklist/. The Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation works towards educating, informing and reminding you of the best and healthiest choices to make. If you would like to become part of our diabetes wellness community, visit our website for more details. www.drwf.org.uk. DRWF, Building 1000, Langstone Park, Havant, Hampshire, P091SA. Telephone 023-9263-7808. Email enquiries@drwf.org.uk. Registered charity number 1070607. Registered in England company number 03496304. Company limited by guarantee. Trusted information creator. Patient information forum. PIF-TIC is the only independently assessed UK quality mark for trusted health information. It is operated by the Patient Information Forum. Source references can be provided on request. All details correct at time of print. Version 2.1, published July 2026. Due to be reviewed within 3 years of publication date. Printed by Holbrooks Printers Limited, Portsmouth, Hampshire, UK.